And number two, enhance the seleno enzyme cascade that causes the conversion of T4 to T3. However, understand...
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I am all the way here in Billings, Montana with Dr. Jeff Galini. How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. It's a beautiful day, huh?
Yeah, and the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo is there in the studio. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, Carl. How you doing today?
Good. This is kind of weird, isn't it?
It is.
We're not sitting across from each other on a Friday?
I know. Hi, Dr. Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good, Elise. And you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
The weather has been perfect here in Montana. I have to tell you something. It's been sunny. One of the things I noticed that I never realized. So Elisa and I are leaving for Alaska on July 2nd. Well, little did I realize they have very short nights at this time of the year here in Montana. It was light out last night at 9:30 and it got light again this morning around 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we do. This is kind of our long summer. So it's still fairly light at 10 o'clock and it suns up at 4:15.
I freaked out, Elisa. I took my melatonin and went to bed based on our clock because I didn't want to be jet lagged when I got home. And I was like, when is the sun going to go down? I thought I was in Alaska already.
And we get the same opposite, the winter. We've got some long nights.
It was crazy. Elisa, I got up this morning at about 4:30 originally.
Uh-huh.
And the sun was coming up.
Wow.
So I'm all ready for Alaska now.
I think I have an echo. Do you guys hear an echo?
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
Elliot, can you hear it?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's try to work through it right now. We could always connect and reconnect, disconnect and reconnect during the break. Anyway, we've got lots of good things to talk about today, of which one of the things we're going to do today is we're going to do an interview with Dr. Jeff that I did kind of impromptu earlier today, and I think it's going to be fascinating for the audience to listen to. So what do you want
to
talk about
that
first, Lisa?
I wanted to talk about the obese Americans story. That's been kind of big news, and I thought that our audience would like to hear about it if they haven't already. The obese Americans now outnumber those who are merely overweight, a new study that was just released this week from the JAMA Internal Medicine. So evidently the... Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis estimated that 67.6 million Americans over the age of 25 were obese as of 2012, and an additional 65.2 million were overweight.
That's shocking to me. Well, no, I shouldn't say it's shocking. Is it shocking, Dr. Jeff? Didn't we all see, isn't this one of those things where we all saw it coming and everybody's is surprised about it?
No, I mean, yeah, it was coming. I mean, with, you know, be happy with who you are. I mean,
you know, and embrace your obesity. It's okay. Oh, I want White Castles to make the seats bigger because I can't fit in them anymore.
I'm sorry. There's nothing worse than, you know, it's okay for people to be overweight and to be working on that, but don't wear the cutoff shirts and the yoga pants.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 80 pounds overweight.
Yeah. Or thongs.
Well, and then
but, you know, that's part of being okay with who I am. You know?
And then
it's
they
not
say,
healthy, folks.
They say that you can be healthy overweight, which is a misnomer. You can't be overweight and have, you know, most overweight people have some high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes or a metabolic syndrome or something.
Well, or even if they don't have it at the moment,
yes,
that you're testing, they will have it shortly. That's the whole premise behind you can be overweight and healthy, is actually, it's kind of like, and I've used this analogy before. You buy one of these little Mini Coopers, right? And you want to tow a horse van with it, and you probably can tow a horse van with it for a while, but the wear and tear because it wasn't designed to do that, it's going to break down a lot sooner than if you just drove it like a car, like it was meant to be. So if you take a snapshot of that car after doing that kind of work in the first 3 months, you'd say, wow, this Mini Cooper can tow a horse van. But 3 years later, the car is a piece of junk because it's broken down. The same is true of these people who are obese but healthy. They're healthy at that moment in time, but their trajectory is going to be fast dip into the grave.
Okay, so in this study, they're saying that a BMI between 18.5 and 24.9 is considered normal. And someone with a BMI in the range of 25 to 29.9 is considered overweight. And a BMI over 30 qualifies a person as obese. So that's basically how they calculated their obese and overweight statistics.
And I got to tell you, while we talk about BMI being a flawed metric within the health and fitness community, because many of us fit into the obese BMI, but we're hypermuscular and very lean, the majority of Americans' BMI means something for them, because the majority of Americans are not hypermuscular. They're just hyperfat.
Yeah.
So I think BMI is probably useful when looking at the average American. And I would say that this is correct.
Yes.
This is correct. So I think it's really funny. We got an email. Can we move on to this email? Because this is really funny because it kind of speaks to this all, right?
Yes.
In a jest. So we got an email this week from a friend of ours who sent us the wisdom of a Chinese doctor who said that, all these things that are counterintuitive and wrong, but he says that this is kind of like why we're unhealthy and so on. Do you want to read this real quick about the different types of people who eat different things, but yet Americans continue to get sick?
You want me to?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the Japanese eat very little fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. The Mexicans eat a lot of fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. The Chinese drink very little red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. The Italians drink a lot of red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. The Germans drink a lot of beer and eat lots of sausages and fats and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. Conclusion, eat and drink what you like. Speaking English is apparently what kills you.
It's funny, right?
That is.
But you know, from an epidemiological standpoint, there is some validity to that when you think about it, right? I mean, we're always looking to all these other cultures, the Okinawans, you know, the French paradox. They do things differently than us. It's not all about the diet. That's really where the magic is. Activity, sleep, these all play a profound role on the etiology of diseases. So, but all we look at is the food. Oh, well, I'm going to eat like the Chinese. Yeah, but I'm going to eat 10,000 times more food than the Chinese eat. Or I'm going to eat like the French, but I'm not going to walk to and from the restaurant after I eat like the French. These are the things that we forget play a role in health.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, you know, as Americans, we eat way more. I mean, if you've ever been to those countries, the plates are 3 or 4 inches.
Yes.
I mean, they don't overeat. They know how to just eat and be satisfied.
And that's why I have a problem with this whole socioeconomical plateau linkage to obesity. So right now there's a big movement in the mainstream. They're saying, well, the problem is the reason poor people are obese is because they don't have the money to buy the good food. And that's where they lose me, because the reality is they're spending a lot of money on cheap food. They would be better served to spend a little money on better food. They would, the health prognosis would come out better. But instead, they live in these food deserts where all there is Popeye's fried chicken and Wendy's and Burger King and the 99-cent value meal. And they go 5 or 6 times a day and buy $5 or $6 worth of food. That's what's killing them. It's not that they don't have, that they don't have enough money to buy good food. It's that the access to good food is not there. And quite frankly, the education about what is good food isn't there. And that I blame on the AMA, because the American Medical Association has done an amazing job on teaching people that food does not play any role in your disease.
Well, and
yeah.
Go ahead,
Alisa.
Oh, I was going to say, and you know, that is changing a bit, though. The accessibility to healthy foods is changing. Kroger, for example, is about to surpass or being close to Whole Foods and offering their organic line of vegetables and just all the sorts of different things that are better for you than what they have offered in the past. And
yeah, isn't the label called Simple Truth or something like that?
Yes. Yes.
And see, the good thing about Kroger's is everywhere.
And even Costco.
They may not be called Kroger's, right. They could be called Alpha Beta, Albertson, and so on in different parts of the country, but they're everywhere. And they now have organic products.
Publix, yeah, and Costco too. Costco's getting in on it too. So, I mean, you know, it's becoming more accessible. You just have to know what to look for.
But I think you said one thing too, Carl, is a lot of times people with less money, I was poor once, and you can eat healthy, but you know, when you go to Popeyes, you're eating out. You know, it comes down to you got to make your food at home.
That's a really great point. You're still eating out. Fast food is fast food, but it's still eating out. You've got to learn to eat at home. So many people don't cook.
Have you noticed all the restaurants? I mean, even here in Montana, I mean, I always wonder, do people even eat at home anymore?
No. Alisa, you have friends that tell you that they don't cook and they don't like to cook and they have no intentions in learning how to cook. That's so sad.
It is sad. And also, too, we have to think about what, and Carl, you and I talk about this often, what's healthy to one person may not necessarily be healthy to the next person. I had a conversation with someone the other day. And she said, well, I eat healthy. And then in the next breath, she told me she ate granola bars for breakfast and bagels for lunch. And I'm like, well, where's your protein?
don't forget, that's healthy grains, heart healthy grains. See, the problem is no one even knows what's healthy anymore. If you take a dog and turn him loose in the wild, he'll chase down a deer. He'll eat the viscera first, all the entrails and stuff, because that's the good stuff, the organ meat. And a lot of times leave the rest of the deer there. But if you took a person and put him in the wild, they'd starve because they go, oh, well, where's my bread? Where's my pasta? Where's all my processed foods? I can't eat out here. No, kill a squirrel and cook it and eat it. We have lost our instincts in what is actually healthy and what is not. That is part of the problem. And that has purposefully been bred out of the human race today. No one even knows what's healthy anymore. And if you try to tell them what's healthy, they say, no, that's not healthy because the American Heart Association says that bread is healthy. It's heart healthy grains. So we're lost today. And that's why I have always said the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. It's not famine. It's not the ice age. It's whose information you listen to and subscribe to that will dictate the trajectory of your lifespan. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of good stories to talk about. This is Casual Friday. I'm in Billings, Montana, sitting across from the hypermuscular Dr. Jeff Gallini instead of the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lee. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Back to Superhuman Radio. So, Elisa, I had an interesting conversation this morning with Dr. Jeff, and he just made me think about it. Because of when he said, you know, I used to be poor at one time and about going out and eating. So here's an interesting subject.
Okay.
People don't realize this about All American EFX. There's so many companies out there on social media that portray themselves as these really giant companies. They do a very, very good job at portraying themselves as this huge entity. I don't think people realize that All American Pharmaceutical and its brand, All American EFX Sports, is a multi-million dollar international supplement company. It's been in business now for what, 25 years?
30 years this year.
30 years. And it all started with Dr. Jeff saving up $3,500. He's never had an investor. He's never done a crowdfunding. He's grown this company the old-fashioned way. And so we were talking about this morning. You'll find this interesting.
Okay.
So you used to go to the little bodybuilding shows, right?
I did. You know, when I first started the brand, I thought, you know, I got to do something with my bodybuilding because bodybuilders can't make a living. So I had enough business sense that somebody said something about, hey, you're an All-American athlete. You should call your company All-American. So I started as All-American Nutritional Supplements. But yeah, I would call up all the promoters like 2 weeks before and ask them, you know, if I can give them $50 to just put a table up somewhere. And I would go there and sell product because I needed money.
Right.
That's what I
you
was
hungry.
Living on. Yeah. So I would take whatever I could find. I'd find baggy pants, wrist wraps, my supplements, anything I could make a buck on.
Those baggy pants the bodybuilders used to wear?
Yeah, my Christian's brother had some. So he goes, here, take a bunch. You know, I'll give them to you for $5. You can sell them for $10. So, you know, if I can make a couple, $200-$300 of profit at these weekend shows, then, you know, that's what I was living on because
right.
I wasn't making very much from the product line.
Right.
But yeah, I started. I saved $3,500. You know, I had an idea back then we were eating all that nasty milk and egg protein. So I thought if I could press this into a tablet, we wouldn't have to drink this this terrible tasting protein. And that was my first product, was just a calcium caseinate tablet.
Okay, so now, interestingly enough, we've talked about this before, but it still gets challenged. In fact, you've been asked to write an article about this, but you really introduced creatine monohydrate to the world.
Yes, you know.
And it's still, and people still try to take that away from you, right?
Oh, you know, everybody does. You know, probably half the people you talk to, they were the first ones to bring creatine, and they didn't start their business until, you know, the last century.
Yeah.
You know, it goes back. I mean, it was Bill Phillips with Muscle Media 2000 magazine. He had a great flat platform, and he hooked up with Mr. Cribbs, who had a company called Cal Farm. And they came to me and said, hey, you know, we want to start this product line, and we're going to market it through Muscle Media. Have you ever heard of creatine? And I said, you know, a little bit. He goes, well, here's some research. Find it and start making it for us. That was the first. I couldn't find it anywhere. Creapure was not in existence. It didn't come till 2 years later. I found a little manufacturer in the United States called Fansteel Labs that was producing about 25 kilos every 6 months for medical research. And I visited with them. I put together a contract, and 5,000 bottles went to Cal Farm, and that's how creatine started. It was $99 a bottle. You had to send in a money order. You couldn't even speak to anybody. You would call their 800 number and say, thank you for calling Cal Farm, $99 a bottle, send a money order to this address, 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Now, I was floating them COD, so I had net 30 at Fansteel, so I was waiting for the COD to come back, and luckily everything worked out that I could fund what I was doing.
Now, there's a reason why I wanted you to tell this story again, and this is the funny thing, Elisa, and I think that you can agree with me. Most of the companies out there today that are in the supplement industry, the companies have a lot of ego. You know, I invented this, we're the leaders in this, and so on. You've never really taken credit for that. You've never put yourself up there, puffed your chest out, and said, I created the creatine market.
No, you know, I was always taught to be humble. And, you know, as a business guy, it wasn't about, you know, puffing your shoulders. Because too many people in California were playing the game.
Right.
You know, let's just act like we're big and everyone will think we are.
Right.
We're just looking for fame. I'm trying to make a living. So, you know, no one wanted to buy my name.
Right.
I wanted them to buy an all-American product, you know, something that had a story behind it.
And so that was the genesis of what you are today.
Yep, that's where it started as a brand. And then when I moved to Montana, it was all about getting some more breathing room so that I could get into manufacturing, because I had all these ideas that I could not get these contract manufacturers to make what I wanted. I had to just buy what they had available, and that wasn't where I was going.
That's really what most supplements are today. If you look at most supplements, everybody's got the same pre-workout. They just put a different name on it. Everybody's got the same, you know, creatine product. They just put their name on it. It's like they dot the landscape. What differentiates them? Nothing.
No, because, you know, the contract manufacturers have these formulas available, and that's called private label. Maybe they have a different ingredient or two, and that's what I had to do. I couldn't develop anything new. I had to buy what they had. So literally, I had something that everyone else also had. It just had my label on it.
Right. Interesting. Isn't that interesting, Elisa?
Yes, it's very interesting. It's kind of so different than so many of the other companies out there. It's kind of refreshing, actually, to think that you can just do it with grassroots like Dr. Jeff did.
And it took 30 years. I mean, so
I
it is.
Gonna say
yeah,
that.
It takes time. But
yeah, you're an overnight success. It just took you 30 years.
But the thing I can tell you is I made a lot of mistakes, and that's why we're where we are today, because we are not afraid to try things. I would have never came up with the Kraukelin patent or any of the other inventions if I didn't try it. So not everything was a success. I've had some flops.
Now, you still have your detractors out there about Kraukelin. In fact, you've actually had to sue people. Wasn't there a guy in the UK that you won like $9 million judgment, but he was broke after he badmouthed the product?
He didn't have a dime. He was part of a group here in the USA. And then, you know, because he lived in the UK, there was just a complex jurisdiction where I would need to then resue him, but it was only for the losses in the UK. But it was more for credibility, because he went out and published on the ISSN saying that he did this research. When I asked him for his research, he couldn't provide it. So to me, that's falsified.
Right.
You know, I'm in the research business, and you ask me for any research from my study, it's my obligation to give it to you. It's public information.
Right.
There's no secrets, you know, secrets in my research. I did something secret. Well, don't publish it then.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's interesting. So one of the things that I really have to commend this company is that they do not lead with ego. It's not about injecting yourself and here I am. I'm the guy who did this. That's really refreshing, as Elisa said a second ago.
Yeah, thank you. And I think, you know, as you know from any of our people here, that's not what we're about. You know, we've got to make a living, but we enjoy this. This is our sport.
This all started because I asked Dr. Jeff, you know, Dr. Jeff has a camp that he puts on for kids here. And so last week he was off the air, as you remember, for Science for Humans, because he was at that camp. And so I said to him, do you ever think that you'd rather just kind of do that kind of stuff and not come into this office anymore? And then you said, no, I like doing this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you can get paid for what you like doing, you know, I mean, no, it is. I mean, it's, you know, it started as a hobby.
Right.
And it became my profession, you know, similar to what you do. I mean, I enjoy doing this. I look forward to coming to work.
Yeah, I know that feeling. How about we do this, Elisa? Why don't we take our break? And when we come back, we'll get back on the Casual Friday route, pick up some more stories.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Okay, you're listening to Casual Friday. This is a live remote from Billings, Montana at All American Pharmaceuticals. Stay tuned.
As the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Max HP.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Casual Friday. The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo is in the studio with Elliot Turton producing the show, and I'm here in Billings, Montana, where we have steak for breakfast, steak for lunch, steak for dinner, steak for snacks. I'm sleeping on a steak pillow. I'm in heaven.
You just make sure the steak is not from China.
Why is that, Elisa? That was a great lead-in, huh? You're good, girl. You're good.
China arrests smugglers trying to sell frozen meat from the 1970s.
So this has been frozen since the 70s.
Can you believe 40-year-old frozen meat? Okay, so this is the latest food scandal to hit China. Authorities have seized almost $500 million worth of smuggled frozen meat. That's 110,231 tons of chicken wings, beef, and pork. And they've arrested gangs across 14 Chinese provinces attempting to sell the contraband.
You know what the first question I have, Dr. Jeff?
What's that?
Elisa, who the heck has had this stuff in a freezer the size of a warehouse since the 70s?
That was what I was wondering.
I mean, who paid to keep it frozen? Who said, yeah, we got this building, it's 30 years old, we keep paying rent on it, there's old meat in it?
And my question is, why? Like, why?
why did they keep it frozen for 30 years, right?
Yeah, why do they have it? Why didn't they sell it? You know, why did they?
Is some government stash, you know, from the Cold War.
Could be.
Or something,
you're right.
You know?
Could be. Or it just could be a businessman who was a really, 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 really bad procrastinator. He just
something.
I'm going to sell it next week. I swear, I'm going to sell it next week. I swear, I'm going to sell it next week.
An official
30 years later.
An official with the operation told the newspaper it was smelly. There was a whole truck of it. I nearly threw up when I opened the door.
Oh, that's what they called aged beef. If you go to Peter Luger's in New York, you get an aged steak. It smells like that. Not only kidding. Sorry, Peter Luger.
Well, so, and evidently to this article, according to this article, the people in China have started staying away from their local meat. They're only buying foreign meats. They're buying meats that are products from Europe, the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. They won't buy anything that's locally raised, which I find really ironic because if you recall, back in August of 2013, the USDA approved poultry to be shipped to the U.S. from China.
Yes. So we're buying their meat. They're buying our meat because they won't eat their meat. Like, and wait, but when it gets better than that, you know what else I find interesting? They won't buy genetically modified corn, but they'll buy our beef. So for those out there who are on the vegetarian train, who think that all this GMO stuff is fantastic, what does that tell you? They'll buy our beef, but they won't buy our corn.
That's crazy. I don't know. It just, it's all crazy to me.
I know McDonald's ought to go to McDonald's is closing down stores left and right in the United States. They should just go to open up all their stores in China. They'll get all that meat they could buy and make it to hamburgers. All
no
that
kidding.
110,000 tons. How about that?
So there was also a bottled water recall this week that I just wanted to mention in case our listeners haven't heard about that.
Please.
It was from the Niagara facility, spring water facility out of Hamburg in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And the brands that are affected are Acadia, Acme, Big Y, Best Yet, 7-Eleven, Niagara, Nature's Place, Price Right, Super Chill, Morning Fresh, Shaw's, ShopRite, Western Beef Blue, and Wegmans, which I've never heard of any of those.
No, because you know what? They call them different things for different communities. You know what I mean? So different marketplaces, they use different names that they think have better appeal for whatever reason.
Well, evidently the water had been tested positive for E. coli bacteria.
How does E. coli get in water? I mean, well, I do know how it gets in water. This is spring water, right?
Yes.
So somewhere around there where they're harvesting this water, there are cows eating corn and grain and pooping, and it's getting into the watershed.
And, you know, there's not much regulation on bottled water.
Yeah.
Board of Health, local. I mean.
Good point.
You know, do some testing, guys.
Yeah, they don't test the bottled water, huh?
I would hope they would, but how could you miss E. coli in your bottled water source?
That's scary. I do drink some bottled water once in a while, but I don't think I've ever drank Niagara.
I try to drink from my filtered water pitcher as much as possible.
Yeah, clearly filtered water pitcher. It's the best. Really is.
It is. They were a great advertiser.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing I want to talk about really quick is a study that was just released this week on June 25th. SSRI antidepressants taken for menopausal symptoms may boost bone fracture risk. I have invited the authors on. I haven't heard back yet, so hopefully they'll come on and talk in depth about this. But I just wanted to talk about this because so many doctors prescribe SSRIs to women who have hot flushes and night sweats.
Right, because they're going through menopause, right?
Right, and why would they do that, first of all? They do that in replacement of HRT.
Right, oh, because hormones... Those pesky hormones are dangerous.
Yeah. Meanwhile, these SSRIs are boosting bone fracture risks.
So I read the research briefly, and this particular study has not provided a cause, but clearly there must be because not all of these women are falling. So one would say, well, SSRIs can affect balance, especially in the elderly. Are they falling more and then resulting in a fracture? No. That wasn't it. There may be an effect from selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors on bone turnover, bone mineral turnover in these women, making their bones thinner. And so I started thinking about it. Well, one of the things that you can always spot a woman who's on SSRIs because below the navel, her belly starts to pop out. And that's because there's a linkage between the soft tissue that holds the intestines in place becomes weakened when you're on SSRIs. There's also research that shows that the serotonin accumulation in the heart from taking SSRIs can cause valve problems. And we've got a whole host of people out there with valve problems today in their hearts that are linked to taking SSRIs. So clearly SSRIs, while the medical orthodoxy makes you think, oh, it's only affecting your brain, it's affecting all tissue in your body. So it makes sense that it would affect bone too. There must be a linkage between serotonin levels in bone tissue and bone turnover. And it affects soft tissue.
What I find interesting, let me just read this for you. It says, it may be a long time before the depression osteoporosis connection is fully clarified. In the meantime, Harvard Women's Health Watch suggests that you continue taking an antidepressant if you already use one. Depression is a serious illness that can have profound consequences. Well, first of all, these women need HRT. They don't need antidepressants.
Right.
And then it says you may also want to talk to your doctor about getting a bone density test and make sure you get adequate calcium.
And you know what they're going to do to these women next? They're going to put them on those, bisphenates, you know, the one that Sally Fields used to hawk.
Boniva?
You take it once. Boniva. There's a whole class of drugs out there. Those, by the way, have a variety of other side effects, like they affect the thyroid because of calcitonin. But apparently, they're linked to esophageal cancer. Every drug they give you causes these other conditions that they then have to give you drugs for, that cause these other conditions that they then have to give you drugs for. It's almost like the tree, like the roots keep growing and growing. And next thing you know, you're taking 60 different medications.
Isn't that what Andrew Scarborough's mother took?
Yes. And she developed esophageal cancer. That's where I discovered this and I started reading about it. Yeah. But that is what happens, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, I remember a few years ago going into the doctor and him asking for my medication list. And I said, nothing, you know, Vitadrive, Crealcline. But he was shocked because that's what happens. The older you get, they put you on one medication, two, three, four. But, you know, these pharmaceuticals, they know all these side effects. I mean, these aren't anything new.
This is what I've asked doctors. How do you reconcile with the idea that the drug that you're going to give somebody to treat this condition may cause a condition that is more severe than this condition? And I don't think that doctors think about that. I don't think they can think about it. I think they feel like they're painted into a corner that if they don't do this, what are they going to do?
Yeah, and I have to agree with you on that. I mean, you know, they don't look at all those side effects. They're just trying to Band-Aid or fix what you've got. Yes, you know, being depressed is a dangerous situation, but so is bone fractures.
By the way, interesting fact, because we did a show on it, Elisa booked the guest. While osteoporosis is more common in women than men, men die more frequently from the complications of osteoporosis. So women get treated for it and they survive. Men develop osteoporosis at a pretty high rate as well, but it kills them.
Wow.
Nobody talks about that.
No, they don't. Mm.
So osteoporosis is a dangerous thing. It's like the beams in your house rotting away. The ceiling doesn't stay up anymore.
It's unreversible. I mean, you know, once you got it, you got it.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is to keep it.
Doesn't Gwyneth Paltrow in her 40 years already have osteoporosis?
Yeah, and she had it before I believe she had it when she was in her late 30s or she had just turned 40. But that's because she follows that crazy Tracy – what's her name?
Tracy Anderson.
Tracy Anderson, the little 2-foot personal trainer from California, who has her eating these crap, stupid diets and doing things like steaming her vagina. I mean, come on, they're crazy. These people, you know what? People think that once you have a modicum of success and money, somehow you also grew a brain. I think that Gwyneth Paltrow is an amazing actress and she's a pretty girl. But that doesn't qualify her to tell people how to take care of their own health when she can't take care of her own health.
There's something here that I didn't tell you that I wanted to talk about. I just want to mention it really quick.
Want to mention it now? You want to talk about it when we come out of the break?
Either.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our break so we can stay on our clock.
Okay.
And then we can talk about that when we come out of the break.
Okay.
You listen to Casual Friday. Elisa Profumo is in the studio. I'm in Billings, Montana with Dr. Jeff Gallini. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12.
Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 1-4936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Casual Friday, live from Billings, Montana, at the All-American Pharmaceutical Studio. Alisa is in Superhuman Radio Studio in Louisville, Kentucky, the magic of technology. So what do you want to talk about? I cut you off when we were going into the break, Alisa.
I wanted to talk about, did this fecal transplant make woman obese? Now, we've talked about fecal transplants on the show before. Well, evidently, there was a woman who had a fecal transplant. She chose she had C. diff. She couldn't get rid of the C. diff, so she opted to have a fecal transplant. She chose her 16-year-old daughter to be the donor. And her daughter at the time was considered obese.
Right.
Her weight was about 140 pounds. And her daughter's weight increased to 170 pounds later. Well, the woman who received the transplant ended up becoming obese herself after it cured the C. diff, but she became obese. And despite her efforts to exercise and diet, she can't lose the weight. She went from 136 pounds to 170 pounds.
Yes. Yes. This is one of the phenomenons that we see in C. diff. I mean, in fecal transplants, which are usually used to cure C. diff. We actually addressed this woman briefly when we did that show on probiotics that you booked not too long ago, and how the microbes in our stomach cooperate when times get tough.
Yes.
And at the end of that interview, I talked about there are people out there who are dying from C. diff, that the C. diff can be ameliorated by getting a fecal transplant from a family member. We're now thinking you got to be careful which family member you choose it from. And here's why. There are people out there who have had lifelong alopecia, no hair, no eyebrows, nothing, that contracted C. diff in a hospital, got a fecal transplant from a relative, and within a year regrew their hair. There are people like this story that were thin and got a fecal transplant from a person who was fat, and they got fat, and there's vice versa. There are people who were obese and got fecal transplant from lean people, and in a year they lost all their weight. So we're now understanding that the microbes in our stomach play a role in our actual physiology and vice versa. So, but the one thing that the doctor mentioned in the interview the other day is we just don't know how long these changes will stay put. Like this woman's obesity may end up reversing itself in a year or two, or
she's post-treatment.
I'm sorry,
she's post-treatment 36 months right now.
Oh wow!
So, so then let me ask you this: can we change the gut microbiome by fasting to change that? Could she fast?
Yes. Fasting changes it. Also, your choices of food change it. So this is my thinking on the whole topic. We know that microbe diversity changes when you eat certain foods. If you eat a lot of grains and starches, there are certain microbes that thrive and certain microbes that wane. And when you flip, those microbe diversities, the populations change. So what she needs to understand is the foods that she used to be able to eat and not get fat will make her fat now. She has to change the way she eats.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can change the diversity of your microbes. If you start eating high protein, high fat diet and vegetables and you cut out the grains and the starches, within 5, 6, 7 months, the microbes in your stomach change. So.
Okay, so I also wanted to talk about a story that I ran across today. A team of scientists in the U.S. and Britain are trying to figure out a way to get rid of synthetic estrogens out of rivers and seas.
Okay.
But what I found interesting about this story is that what they're blaming on the synthetic estrogens being in the waterways. They said millions of women around the world take synthetic hormones via birth control pills or HRT therapies. And they're blaming the estrogens on that in our waterways. Small amounts are excreted and end up in municipal wastewaters. Okay, so what about the endocrine disruptors, like the BPA? And
oh, never mind that. What about
triclosan?
Pesticides and herbicides that they use, what, 600 million pounds a year? I mean, that far outweighs any HRT that's getting into the water.
Well, and that's what they're blaming it on. I read that article and I was like, you're kidding me, right?
This is why I always say, when you read a study that contradicts critical thinking, you must abandon the science. You can't. Science is not absolute. We've seen that time and time again. This is one of those studies that you just got to chalk up to. They have an agenda. Because if they were really honest, they would look at the millions of women who potentially, well, if that's the case, well, let's abolish young women who are urinating estrogen into the water every single day at high levels. And let's abolish young men who are urinating all testosterone into the water. That's not the problem. That's not where the synthetic estrogens are coming from. Look.
It says it has caused some species of male fish to become feminized, even causing them to produce eggs in their testes.
Triclosan has been
I just said that. Triclosan that has been shown to do that. Triclosan is in everything.
Yes, I mean, look, it's not the naturally occurring hormones in our bodies, and it's not the bioidentical hormones, and I gotta defend even Premarin and Prempro. It's not the horse estrogens either. It's the synthetic estrogens that are manufactured by companies that make chemicals. Those chemicals are used in plastic production and in agriculture, and they're used in billions and billions of pounds a year. These doctors should be ashamed of themselves for doing this good research, but pointing at something as innocuous as hormone replacement therapy when the glaring truth is known even by the person who doesn't even pay attention to this stuff, that it's the chemicals that we're putting into our environment. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree with you 100%. I was trying not to laugh when I was listening.
I mean, it's silly.
Yeah, that's not a study. That's someone's opinion, like you said, with an agenda.
They had an agenda.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And then there was another recall by Lululemon. Evidently, now they're recalling over 300,000 women's tops because it has a hard-tipped drawstring, and when it's whipped, some of the wearers, like if they are walking in it, or if it gets pulled, it hits the wearer in the face and causes injury.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God. So, maybe because these women are doing yoga in it. Or not yoga, but like Pilates and jumping up and down with it?
It's an elastic draw cord with a hard tip in the hood or around the neck area. It's being pulled or caught on something and released. It can snap back and impact the face area and result in injury.
Boy, Lululemon has had zero luck since they introduced. First, you could see through their pants, the black pants. Now their hood string or whatever it is whipping people in the face. What's up with that?
Yeah, but they continue to be popular.
Yeah, but how popular could they be if they have to recall things all the time and replace them with new stuff?
Evidently, it doesn't affect them.
Amazing. And meanwhile, what were you showing me?
Oh, I was showing you actually it's just the drawstring on the jack.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It's got a bullet at the end of it. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, look at the size of that
metal cap.
Yeah, that's a big old, geez.
You know, it's funny because I can't believe that Spanx has not been had a recall yet because of the way their products compress women's abdomens and butts and everything else, that it didn't cause like necrotic tissue or something by now.
Well,
I can't believe that hasn't happened.
That's interesting that you brought that up because I read a study this week who I've also invited the author on. Squatting in skinny jeans can lead to nerve damage.
I bet.
So that's essentially the same thing that Spanx will do.
Right.
Skinny jeans. Evidently, there was a girl who had skinny jeans on. She was a 35-year-old woman who wound up lying prone on the pavement, unable to get up, after spending the day in her skinny jeans while helping a relative move. And that was from squatting down.
Because it compresses the nerves, it compresses blood vessels. That's just unbelievable to wear those.
Said the prolonged squatting has been known to lead to compression of the peroneal nerves, a set of nerves near the knee joint. Squatting has also been shown to reduce blood supply to the calf muscles.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that sounds to me like wearing a pair of knee wraps. I mean, you can only wear them for about a minute or two.
Yeah.
I mean, how could they wear those pants?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. What people are crazy. They no one thinks about the end points of their behavior. Nobody thinks, see, I wonder if it's good for me to wear what is tantamount to a clamp on my lower body and like where blood has to go And like, I wonder if this is a good idea. Oh, but I look so good in them.
It said she had to receive IV fluids because the muscle damage had caused severe breakdown of muscle fibers.
That's necrotic tissue. That's what I was just talking about.
It could lead to kidney damage.
Oh, sure. Because they'll end up with rhabdomyolysis because all the creatinine is going to be released from the damaged muscle and it gets caught in the kidneys. This is crazy.
Yep.
This world is crazy. I don't care what anybody says. People are crazy. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back at the top of the hour with the rest of Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I'm in Billings, Montana, where we eat steak with our steak. Steak side and steak for dessert.
Hopefully it's not from China.
No, it's not from China, thank God. They have good beef here. I had a filet mignon in my room last night. I ordered out, had them deliver it because I had a lot of work to do. I'm lying, I had two. I ordered two filet mignons and steamed broccoli and a salad. It was amazing.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was starving. I didn't want to eat, you know, engineered food all day, protein bars and protein drinks. I had to have some real food. So, yes, I did. I confess. My name is Carl Lenore. I have given up. By the way, I kick caffeine. Today is 1 week. Still don't feel great, but I know it's the best decision. But now I'm addicted to beef instead. So there you go.
Okay, so
the other day, do you think you have an addictive personality? And I said, no, I don't think so. Jeff is laughing because he and I had some conversations before. He's very similar. It must be the Italian gene.
I think it has to, you know.
Hey, I have Italian genes.
I know, but as long as they're not skinny genes, you'll be okay.
That's right.
So now we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, Elisa. What is it?
This week, the World Health Organization finds 2,4-D herbicide a possible carcinogen.
I got to tell you something. I love the WHO. They became my new best friend when they first came out against glyphosate. And now they're coming out against 2,4-D.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, like, for example, you have this story here that Canada is, they say the Canada Health Commission or whatever.
Yeah, their version of the FDA, right?
Yes, they say it doesn't matter. They're not going to change their position on.
Well, and neither is our FDA. The United States and Canada, we're joined at the border. We do everything the same. So that doesn't surprise me. But here's the interesting thing. There's the potential for an attorney out there who has the chutzpah, as they say in Yiddish, to take on the government someday. Because more emerging research is now linking glyphosate and 2,4-D to cancer. And if the government doesn't do what it needs to do to protect this population, then I think a class action lawsuit should be launched first to circumvent sovereign immunity and secondly to penalize this government for ignoring something that is killing the population. Now, today's government isn't going to do it. I mean, just this morning I read an article about TPP and all the politicians that Republican and Democrats that are in bed with that thing. We know that Hillary Clinton just hired one of Monsanto's lobbyists to lead her campaign. I mean, these politicians today, there's not a one of them. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I'm an equal opportunity offender. Every politician out there is corrupt today.
You know
but
who's on the lead?
Maybe some changes in the future.
The leader of that list was Mitch McConnell, our man from Kentucky.
And so when I posted that Mitch McConnell about TPP and I said, you know, what he was up to, that he was disgusting. And I had these people in Kentucky come out after me. He's Mitch McConnell. He's a Republican. And I said, it doesn't matter. I consider myself a fiscal conservative. I'm about saving whatever I can. Save water, save money, save the planet, save, right? But he's leading the charge trying to force TPP through. And he was successful.
Jeez.
So in summary, the WHO comes out and says, yeah, it's probably a carcinogen. We should worry about it. And Canada and the United States say, nah, if it's used the way the label says to use it, it's okay.
So Dow came out in a statement and said that the classification was flawed and was inconsistent with government finding in nearly 100 companies that have 100 countries, I'm sorry, that have affirmed the safety of 2,4-D when used as labeled.
But it's not used as labeled. We know that. That's exactly what happened to glyphosate. The reason they're introducing 2,4-D is because weeds became resistant to glyphosate. And so farmers had to spray double, triple, quadruple, quintuple, 10 times the amount of glyphosate as they were supposed to be able to use under the label claim. And there's so much glyphosate in our environment now that it's coming out of mother's breast milk from mothers who don't even live near a farm.
Wow.
And so they're switching to 2,4-D because that whole approach didn't work.
So, didn't you interviewed someone that we can have our glyphosate levels tested, correct?
Yes, in home, yes, yes.
We all need to do that.
Absolutely, because you need to know if you have glyphosate in you, and then you can take steps to get it out. The reality is you should be eating organic whenever possible. That's really the truth. Our neighbor, nice enough guy, but not real smart.
No.
He was spraying Roundup on his lawn the other day, and Elisa said to me, stay in the house. So-and-so is spraying Roundup out there. Because we don't even want the overspray to come towards
us. Oh, boy.
No, and the thing about it is here, I try to have an environment that's protective of the bees and the butterflies, and we have them all over the yard, and here he's next door spraying his Roundup.
So Dr. Jeff and I this morning were talking about gluten intolerance. And one of the things that we didn't get to talk about, we're going to talk about now, is so everybody's going, why did we become intolerant to gluten all of a sudden? Well, it may not be the gluten.
The glyphosate.
Maybe the glyphosate. So here's what they do. Even on non-genetically modified, wheat crops, they spray glyphosate on it right before they harvest it to synchronize the crop. See, if you have you have 1,000 acres of wheat, some of the wheat matures faster than the other. So your challenge with trying to synchronize when to harvest. You want to harvest when the largest majority of the crop is ready to be harvested. You can force the crop to be ready to be harvested by killing it. So they spray glyphosate on it, and within 2 days, the crop is ready to harvest.
Did you say even on non-GMO?
Even if it's not GMO, it forces the wheat to mature faster because it's dying. You see, plants, when you put them under stress, they produce more of what it is that they're trying to give off. They produce more seeds. They're afraid, oh my God, I'm going to die before I procreate. This is part of the intelligence of the plant. And with marijuana, they bend the stalks of the plant. It produces more THC because THC is what attracts the male to the female. So they know that if they kill the crop with glyphosate, they can harvest it in 2 or 3 days, and every single bit of it is ready for harvest. There's no waste. But think about this. They're spraying it, and 3 days later, they're harvesting it. And then a couple weeks later, it's put in your pasta and your bread. And so there's all this glyphosate in there. So what if the fact is that it's not the gluten, but we know that glyphosate, I looked up the patents on glyphosate, okay? There's over 100 of them. All of them start off with the fact that glyphosate is an antimicrobial, antibacterial.
Oh.
So think about this. It's an antibiotic. In fact, there's two patents combining glyphosate with, I think, amoxicillin as a very powerful antibiotic to be given to people as a drug therapy. So we already know the dangers of low-level antibiotic consumption, right?
Right.
Destroys the microbes in the stomach. You're eating this glyphosate-laden food. It slowly destroys the microbes in your stomach. The permeability of the stomach wall occurs, and the gluten gets into the bloodstream instead of digested by the microbes that would have digested it that we have developed for millions of years. So what if it's not the gluten? What if it's the glyphosate that makes the gluten harmful to us?
I'll tell you what, that makes a whole lot of sense, because wasn't that my question is,
yeah, why all of a sudden?
Yeah,
why all of
a sudden? Do we got more gluten now in our wheat, or what's going on?
No, the reality is that I predict that it's the glyphosate that's causing the destruction of the lining of the stomach that's not only letting gluten in, but there are other anti-nutrients that are getting into the bloodstream that are causing rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's disease. This glyphosate, 200 years from now, they're going to look back at this period of time as one of the darkest periods in health for our population And it's all going to be brought about by these chemical companies that make chemicals for agriculture.
So is this on all the grains that are grown?
There was a memo sent out. I had a copy of it a couple years ago from Monsanto to farmers saying that if you spray the wheat with glyphosate, it will synchronize the crop by killing it off, making all of the wheat mature faster so you can harvest it and have higher yields. So all these farmers today are doing
that. So even the gluten-free stuff they're doing it with.
I don't know about that. Oh. I just know that this was being sent out to conventional wheat farmers. Gotcha.
What about organic?
Gluten-free.
What's that, Elisa?
Organic.
That's the magic. If you're going to buy a grain and it doesn't bother you, to keep it from bothering you, you should always buy organic.
Well, because that's, I know some like bodybuilders and people eat the sprouted grains such as the Ezekiel bread, and it is organic.
I want to talk about this. I want to come back because I want to give you another theory. Now we're going to talk about bodybuilding now. Mm-hmm. I want to take a break, and I want to come back, and I want to talk about a theory that I have that's about something that's spreading through the bodybuilding community that leads right from this into that we didn't plan on talking about. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Go, 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 go. G-Unit in the mix. Go, go.
Welcome back.
Go.
Hey, listen up to your local DJ.
In the mix.
Okay, so going into the break there, I said I wanted to talk about something that we hadn't planned on, Elisa. Is that okay?
Yes, sure.
Okay. So there's been a recent phenomenon over the past, I would say, 8 years, to be more specific. I would say about 8 years ago, I started noticing this in the bodybuilding community. Gustavo Bedell was probably the first bodybuilder that I really noticed it on. And it has been an amazingly distended stomach. And I don't mean the traditional distended stomach where you can't do a vacuum pose anymore. I'm talking about when these bodybuilders are on stage carrying 2% body fat and they relax, they look like pregnant women. Their bellies just bulge out. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I've always thought, a lot of people say it's the drugs. Oh, well, the drugs they're using today are causing organ growth. The drugs they're using today are causing intestinal growth. I don't buy that. Here's what I think it is. The average bodybuilder is eating 5,000 to 8,000 calories a day. The average bodybuilder doesn't care about food quality. They're not shopping for grass-fed beef. They're not shopping for organic produce. They're eating broccoli. They're eating sweet potatoes. They're eating beef. They're eating stuff, and they're buying it at the commodity prices because they've got to eat 5,000 to 8,000 calories a day. I think that what we're seeing in the bodybuilding community is the same thing that we're seeing in the general community, but it's more visible because they're so lean and muscular. And that is, you see distended stomachs on bodybuilders today because they have disrupted microbe populations in their stomach, and they have terrible inflammation in the digestive tract that is causing visceral swelling and protrusion of the gut. You couldn't find a bodybuilder today that could do a vacuum pose like Vince Gironda did back in the day.
No, they can't, you know. And again, it's almost everyone across the board, you know.
Now, when I said this to you off the air, what did you say? You said, oh, my God, this makes perfect sense.
It does. You know, as people are always blaming on, well, they got more muscle. No, that's not a muscle thing. Or it's the drugs. You know, they've been doing drugs forever in the bodybuilding realm. And there's no different drugs. Matter of fact, there was different and more weird type stuff back in the 70s and 80s than there are now.
Right.
You know,
right.
Back then people were making it in their garage. At least most of the stuff is, you know,
made in some lab.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It's in some lab now. But no, that's not it. I have to agree with you on this.
These guys have distended stomachs. These gals have distended stomachs. They have distended stomachs because they're suffering from the same. There was a study published not too long ago that I've talked about on the show several times that talked about waist circumferences are increasing in our population without a fat increase. So what that means is that the belly is blowing out. It's not fat accumulation around the waist. Nope. The belly is blowing out. You see, I see people with distended stomachs all the time now.
Well, and that's what was happening to me, which if the first thing was, is this got to be gluten? Because
right.
I was like I was pregnant all the time.
Yes.
I mean, it used to be you go to bed and wake up and be all right, but it was all around the day. I mean, I had to let out an inch on my belt.
Bingo. This is what, and it's, we're being poisoned from things like 2,4-D. These things are antimicrobials. That's how they destroy plants. The genetically modified plants are designed to resist them. These things, it says right in the patents, they're antimicrobial antibiotics. We are getting poisoned by low-level antimicrobial antibiotics day in and day out that are disrupting our guts, causing the inflammation, causing GERD, causing snoring and obstructive sleep apnea, because don't forget, If you're inflamed down here, you're inflamed up here too. It goes north into the throat. Mm-hmm. And so this is what's destroying the population. And this is what's causing the distended stomachs in bodybuilding. If you took a bodybuilder, it would take them probably a couple years to truly reduce that level of inflammation. But if they started eating organic, if they started eating grass-fed, if they started being very particular about the types of foods that they got, and they checked to make sure that their levels in their blood, in their urine, of these types of agents like glyphosate and 2,4-D were low, you'd start to see the distended stomachs disappear.
Yep, I'm this caused me to change my whole outlook on my new diet plan.
See?
You know?
It pays to listen to this show.
Hey, I tell you, this show is great. This is where you learn the news. Forget the TV.
Yeah. You know what? Excuse me. Let's take one.
Well, can I say something?
Yes.
I have a document here from the Center for Biological Diversity that was released on June 23rd. Can I talk about that now?
Yes, please talk about it now, because I didn't know if we had another story lined up. So, yes, talk about it now.
This is a settlement. The EPA is to analyze impacts of world's two most widely used pesticides on 1,500 endangered species. The EPA will analyze the impact of atrazine and glyphosate, the two most commonly used pesticides in the United States, on 1,500 endangered plants and animals in the U.S. under the terms of a settlement reached today with the Center for Biological Diversity. And this assessment has to be completed by June of 2020. Can you believe that there has never been an evaluation? Let's see, it says glyphosate has been linked to the decline of many wildlife species, including the monarch butterflies. The EPA has never completed any endangered species assessments of glyphosate at any point over the lifetime of this chemical on the market.
And this is how this country operates. The FDA says it's safe, so it must be safe, because they know they have a crystal ball somewhere. This is disgusting. But you want to know the truth? I don't trust the EPA either. I don't trust the EPA to come out and tell the truth, because what they're going to do is they're going to get pressures from politicians telling them, look, we understand it's not good, but you can't just drop this bomb on an industry that generates billions and billions of dollars overnight. We need to find an exit strategy first. This is what they do. In the meantime, people, be smart. Stay away from these products.
But what about the animals? Okay, listen to this. This settlement is the first step in reining in the widespread use of dangerous pesticides that are harming both wildlife and people, said the Endangered Species Policy Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. Atrazine, for instance, chemically castrates frogs, even in tiny doses. It's an endocrine disruptor and likely causes birth defects in people.
And where's those doctors that blamed it on HRT?
Exactly. That was exactly what I was going to say next. They're blaming it on urine from people because they take HRT or birth control pills. And it castrates frogs.
This country is I don't know. I get overwhelmed when I think about all this. It's like this country is out of control.
Up to 80 million pounds of atrazine are used in the U.S. each year. In addition to causing severe harm to endangered species, atrazine exposure may be linked to increased risks of thyroid cancer, reproductive harm, and birth defects in people. A recent study showed that children whose mothers were exposed to atrazine had increased risk of birth defects.
And this is where, you know what? The irony is, if you go out to rural communities where farmers are, like this, the heartland, the hardest working people in the world, they're being told by the USDA, they're being told by the EPA, they're being told by the FDA that the chemicals they're using are safe. They have the highest rates of Parkinson's disease, yep, the highest rates of cancer. Their children are born with birth defects. This is a sin. Well, this is a sin to do to a population.
I think people are getting tired of it. I have an article here in front of me from an Iowa City community school district. They're raising concerns about pesticides being sprayed on the school grounds, and they want they don't want any excess spraying, and they want to know, they want proper notice when this happens so that their children aren't exposed to it.
Yeah, they give the kids a couple days off until it washes away or something.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're spraying pesticides on the grounds anyway.
On the school grounds?
Yeah, they can set a mouse trap or a rat trap for vermin, and let the bugs be the bugs. I mean, get some frogs.
That's what I was just going to say. That's what frogs do.
We have pet frog. He eats all the bugs now.
Apparently, they got a lot of money they got to spend, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. It's about payola.
Yep.
And look at the money.
This whole thing comes down to money. I mean, that's at the end of the day, the mighty dollar.
The population is being sacrificed. They really are. I think I wanted to talk about the professor who cured his own cancer. I want to talk about cancer, and then we can end the show after that. So let's take a break. How's that sound?
That's good.
Okay. Great story, Elisa. Take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back before Character Finder.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back, Captain Friday. So lovely and talented. What shall we cover next?
I just want to talk about The Nike CEO donated, he and his wife donated $500 million to, for cancer research to the Oregon Health and Science University. So 2 years ago, they announced that they would donate the $500 million if Ohio Health and Science University could raise another $500 million, they'd match it. And they had to do that in a 2 year period. Mm-hmm. Well, they did it. And so he has matched their donations. And so now they have $1 billion for cancer research.
But what are they researching in cancer research? Gene therapies?
I do not know.
Well, you know, that's a rhetorical question, right? So every dollar that's invested in cancer research is all from genetic standpoint.
Right.
So I would imagine that $1 billion is going to be spent on more gene therapy type research, not researching ketogenic diets plus hyperbaric chamber plus vitamin D plus ginger.
They have 40 new cancer research doctors there. They will focus on early cancer detection when it's more curable, when it's more easy to treat, and save people from having to go through chemo or radiation or other debilitating treatments.
Oh, so maybe they are going to do some better therapies, non-toxic therapies. Well, that sounds like they're going to do some non-toxic therapies, maybe.
Well, do you know of any doctors who are doing non-toxic therapies that are in the mainstream?
Yeah, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino.
Well, yeah, we both know that, but I mean that are in the mainstream.
No, I don't. I don't. But there is a cancer research foundation out there that is supposed to be doing some new therapies. I don't know who they are. I want to say they're in Arizona somewhere.
Well, I just find it ironic that they have $1 billion now to put toward cancer research, and people are curing their own cancer through the ketogenic diet, and the people at Quest are curing the cancer of dogs.
Yeah.
The cancer of dogs with the keto diet.
You know about this? So Quest Nutrition has invested in a dog sanctuary in Texas. Mm-hmm. And they're taking dogs that have some of the most aggressive cancers that they put bulletins out. And so if you don't want to have your dog put to sleep, you bring them to the sanctuary. And they've so far cured 6 dogs of cancer. And once they have 20 dogs, they're going to write a study.
Wow.
And they're using all natural therapies to cure these dogs of cancer.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And so we just had Andrew Scarborough on the show last week, and he's a young guy from the UK who had a type of blastoma, a brain tumor, and he underwent chemotherapy, but chemotherapy doesn't work for cancer tumors in the brain because the blood-brain barrier keeps the toxins out. Mm-hmm. The ionizing radiation actually made his tumor bigger. So they told him there's nothing we can do for you. And so he started therapeutic ketosis by eating a ketogenic diet, cut all sugar out of his diet, went ultra low carb, you know, 20, 30 grams of carbs a day, high fat and protein, got his blood sugar levels down. A year and a half later, his tumor's gone.
Wow.
Now, this is not the only story. I mean, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of stories out there about people who had cancer, went ultra low carb, cut the sugar out, and got rid of their own cancer. And this shouldn't be a mystery to anybody because Dr. Otto Warburg, who discovered the Warburg phenomenon and is how they detect cancer, found out that cancers love sugar.
Really?
So if you radioisotope glucose and inject it in somebody and then watch where it goes, the cancer cells will consume 100 times more glucose faster than the healthy cells.
Huh.
But while they use that to detect cancer, they never thought to themselves, wait, what if we don't give the cancer cells sugar? What if we force the person's body into ketosis? The body can run on ketones. The brain, the heart, everything runs on ketones. Guess what? The only cells in your body that can't run on ketones? Cancer cells.
Really?
So if you get somebody into a therapeutic dose of a nutritional state of ketosis and even supplement with ketone butyrate supplements, they kill their own cancer.
Hmm.
Where's the $1 billion for them, people, for that research? Where's the billion dollars? And but more importantly, Dr. Jeff, this says that cancer is caused by your diet.
Yep. And, you know, speaking of that, as you know, I published some cancer research. I can't get any money. You know, it's crazy. $1 billion? Could you imagine what someone in our industry, like Quest, you know, who is making some progress, what we could do with a $500,000?
Right.
You know, we might even be able to come up with a cure.
Talk about, you just had another study published on that, right? Crealkaline and a fat and a, and a.
Well, the cancer research is now published, just published last week. You know, but, this has given me a whole new idea, you know, to further what we've been doing.
You need to contact these people here.
Yeah, if they got $1 billion.
Yeah, they can throw you $1 million, that's for
Man,
sure.
Man, jeez.
They'll throw you $1 million if you annoy them enough. They'll throw you $1 million
no
to go away.
Just to get out of here.
So, Elisa.
So, it's interesting to me that here people are curing their own cancer through the keto diet, and Dominic D'Agostino at the University of Florida is curing cancers with the keto diet, yet they're still trying to find a cure. And you've got people like the Susan G. Komen, and now these people who have just gotten $1 billion, why don't they take what is working and expand on it?
Well, because then they'd go out of business.
So the story here about the professor who cured his own cancer with a cocktail of everyday pills, and he's 20 years and he remains disease free. His neurologist basically.
His neurologist or his oncologist?
No, he had a neurologist. It was a brain tumor.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And his neurologist basically was going to fire him because he wanted to research and do some of his own. He was a rebellious. He's a Harvard alumni. He was rebellious. He was researching all of his symptoms online, and the neurologist told him that he would drive himself crazy researching these things and that he would just hurt himself. And this professor said, I almost laughed, hurt myself. I had the most aggressive kind of brain tumor. I was expected to die in a year. What did I have to lose?
And how long ago was that?
20 years ago.
See, this is another example of when doctors really do harm. When they're trying to protect their own little fiefdom, they don't want you. Most people know more about their own disorder than their doctor, thanks to the internet and PubMed and things like that. These doctors need to be humbled. They need to think to themselves, you know what? I am not the end all and be all. How could he say something like that to a patient?
And, you know, I just saw a study here, Professor Thomas Seafield of
Seafried.
Boston.
Yeah. Seafried. He's been on my show.
Yeah.
Cancer as a metabolic disorder.
Yeah, it's not a genetic one.
No. In fact, Dr. Seafried's research shows that the genetic mutation changes as a result of anaerobic respiration. So the mitochondria undergoes damage over time and then changes to glycolic fermentation so that it doesn't need oxygen anymore. Once it switches to this anaerobic respiration, that's when the cell becomes cancerous and it starts to become a cancer cell, and then it actually poisons everything around it. So what Dr. Seafried did was he said, if it's truly DNA based, then I should be able to take the DNA out of a cancer cell and put it in a healthy cell, but make sure that that healthy cell doesn't undergo anaerobic respiration, and that cell should become a cancer cell, right?
Right.
Doesn't work that way. You take the DNA out of a cancer cell, put it in a healthy cell, doesn't turn it into a cancer cell. From the mitochondria I'm talking about.
Right.
Which tells you that it undergoes some sort of damage before the genetic change flips. And I interviewed him. We talked about the fact that this is something that harkens back to our evolution, because we have not, through our millions and millions and millions of years of evolution, we were not always in the presence of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this cancer is actually a prehistoric cellular response that the cell reverts back to when put under conditions that threaten to kill it.
And you know, it's interesting because cancer, I believe, is an all-time high, but so is sugar consumption.
Bingo!
You know?
Bingo!
And these guys can't put two and two together
well,
for us?
Who has the highest cancer rates? Type 2 diabetics.
Absolutely.
No, crazy. Whenever I hear about this kind of stuff, it makes me crazy. I want to bang my head against the wall because there is a cure for cancer, folks. It's your diet.
Carl,
change what you eat.
You said something earlier that chemotherapy does not help with brain tumors.
Yeah, because the blood-brain barrier's purpose is to keep toxins out of the brain. So when you load a person up with cisplatin, which is a toxin, that's what they use for chemotherapy, it doesn't get into the brain.
Well, so this professor, the Harvard professor who wanted to take some other drugs in addition to the chemotherapy, his doctor wanted him to stick to the standard regimen of surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy.
Yeah, even though the chemo doesn't work.
Did his doctor not know that the chemo didn't work?
Well, some people have impaired blood-brain barriers because of other illnesses. So some of it can get in. But by and large, the job one of the blood-brain barrier is to keep toxins out of the brain.
He said he'd been told that the chemotherapy wouldn't get rid of the tumor completely
Bingo.
Or indefinitely, so he focused on finding agents that might work with chemo for him. And he took Accutane.
Which is vitamin A. Mm-hmm. It's synthetic vitamin A. He should have just taken a lot of vitamin A.
That's interesting that they also suggest metformin.
Because it lowers blood sugar.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. And here's another one that he suggested, statins.
I don't know the logic behind that one, but I'm sure, I mean, he must have had some logic behind it. Maybe because they reduce inflammation to some degree.
Maybe, sure.
But, you know, look, you don't want to get cancer, change the way you eat. Put down the bread, put down the pasta, put down the Pop-Tarts, put down the sugar. Start eating whole proteins, start eating leafy green vegetables that are organically produced. I mean, this is nonsense. We could have a totally different world if people thought about the endpoints of their behavior. But the real issue is what's allowed us to evolve is that we are cognitive beings that employ something called denial. And many of us think, oh yeah, my brother died of cancer from smoking, but not me. Something's different about me. It's very sad. Very, very sad. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
That's it, I guess.
Okay. We can go ahead and end the show now on that note. Well, this has been great. Great show. Thank you, Elisa, for all your hard work. During the break, Dr. Jeff said, so she finds all these stories just for the show every week? I think he's going to start listening to the show because of the news content.
I tell you, I learned more from this show than you can imagine. I mean, you know, what you get in the news is all fake.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's interesting because Elliot said to me that he enjoys the show because, you know, he said that some of the shows he gets bored with or they're like infomercials, but this one he really gets something out of it.
Good, good. Well, we'll see everybody Monday with more Superhuman Radio. I think it's time for me to end.
You got to have some beef.
Thank you, Elisa, and thank you, Dr. Jeff.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to getcarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free...